Welcome to the Gaming Uncensored Roundtable.
Hey, what is up? Welcome to the Gaming Uncensored Roundtable for August. This month we have myself, Tommy, Jamie sitting over there. How you doing, Jamie?
What is up?
We also have our boy, Cabbage. What's up, Cabbage?
A lot of laughing.
Yeah, we've been having a good time. Our boy, Spider. How you doing, Spider?
Excellent.
And then Chad from the carnival.
My nickname is Pops. You guys forgot it. I turned Pop. 40 since we last spoke, so I'm Pops now.
Yeah, we completely forgot your nickname as we demonstrated on the last show. So Pops. It's Pops from the carnival.
Well, Jamie's like 50, so I don't know why you're Pops.
I'm older. Whatever. Why am I Pops? I'm the oldest one, and I have three kids. I think I have three more kids than all of you combined.
Yes. I think that's fair. Do you have kids, Spider?
Nope. Just me and my wife and our little dog.
Yep, you've got three more kids than all of us combined. Good job. Way to go, Pops.
How do you feel about that decision right now?
Who, me? Like, do you want the jokey answer or you want the legit answer? Like, the real answer?
Well, I don't know. We're being recorded here, so you probably had to go with the real answer.
I mean, you know me. I'm sarcastic. I laugh, whatever. But my kids are what make me. Like, they're the most important part of my life. As much as they piss me off, like, I don't want to be anything but a dad. Like,
that's the right answer right there. See? He just redeemed himself right there. That's it. He just redeemed himself.
Good job, Pops.
Yeah.
That's impressive. All right, so the topic for this month's roundtable is simply, hey, what is everybody playing? And let's talk about those things. And we're relying on you guys because I've played Bupkis recently. Nothing. So I'm going to live vicariously through everybody who is actually playing video games right now. So I'm excited to hear what you guys have been playing. So let's start with you, Cabbage. What have you been playing recently?
A lot of stuff. I always have my perpetual addiction with Overwatch. That's not going to stop. So that's been happening. But a little bit more interesting, I picked up that Final Fantasy XII remaster that they came out with, which for the longest time, I didn't think it was going to happen. I mean, I guess I probably should have assumed it was because they've just been progressively releasing like every Final Fantasy game ever, you know, both on Steam and in remasters and stuff. So it's like, I just assumed it wasn't, though, because it doesn't seem like that game was very well received by most people that are Final Fantasy fans. At least that's what I've always gathered. Like, it seems like most people didn't really like it, but it's one of my favorites. And in terms of gameplay, it's probably my favorite Final Fantasy. It's basically Dragon Age. Like, it plays almost exactly the same, and it actually came out like three or so years before that. So it even has the little tactic system where you can like basically program your party members to do certain things based on what happens with you or enemies or something. Like, it's pretty in depth. It's pretty cool. Actually, my favorite feature of it, it's kind of funny. They added in a speed up feature, which if you've played games like, I was thinking about recently, Pillars of Eternity, those kind of games always have that. You can speed it up so that when you're running through large environments, if you don't want to watch the slow run cycle take forever to get through there, you can just hit that button and your characters run comically fast and get through there. So they added that to the game, which is really nice because Final Fantasy XII has really slow run cycles for the characters. So it's kind of funny to do that in combat too. For the stuff you know you're not going to die in, you can just see your character go up and whack them like five times in like a couple seconds. It looks hilarious. So it's nice. It's a nice thing for, because I don't have as much time as I had when I played that game originally to play games. So it's nice to be able to just speed through it like that. That's probably the most interesting different thing I've played recently, to be honest. If we did this like a week from now, I'd be talking about the new Uncharted and that Mario Rabbids game. But I don't, that's pretty much it in terms of, yeah.
I do want to mention on Final Fantasy 12, because I'm one of those people that didn't really get into it when I played it right when it came out. The Dragon Age comparison has never dawned on me because, like you said, it came out before Dragon Age did, and so I wasn't really comparing it to that. I just didn't like it that much because it didn't feel Final Fantasy-ish to me and how it played. But that actually kind of intrigues me. Like, that kind of makes me want to go back to it now and like pick it up and check it out through the lens of it playing kind of like Dragon Age, because I love the gameplay of Dragon Age. And so if I was like, hey, this is going to be like Dragon Age, I think I would actually enjoy it a lot more. I really wanted to like it. It's one of those games that I played longer than I probably should have, and I just couldn't get into it.
It's one of those that you're supposed to like because you've loved Final Fantasy your whole life. And you're supposed to like it. And I'm going to talk about one of those in a little bit. So,
yeah, it was the first Final Fantasy game that I think I really didn't like because I didn't play Final Fantasy 11 because I wasn't into that whole idea. But, like, I love 7, 8, 9, and 10, all those. I love the earlier ones. And so that was the one that just didn't connect with me. And to be honest, none of them since have really connected with me. Either I need to get back into 15 because
yes, you do.
It's weird, and I just haven't put enough time into it. I'm intrigued by it, but I need to actually spend some more time with it. But yeah, my Final Fantasy love stopped at 10, and I really wanted to keep going. And so yeah, are you Cabbage? Well, just while we're on this, are you interested in the Final Fantasy 15 mobile game?
I don't really know what that is, to be honest. I've seen something about it, but I didn't look at what it is. They're doing the same thing they always do. They're trying. Well, I shouldn't say they always do. What they did, especially with 13, they tried to make 13 its own franchise. You know,
right.
And they're trying to do that with 15. I just don't see why they need to do that because the game has a complete story. If you play that game to the end, it's just like other Final Fantasy games. It's done. We don't need more. To be honest, that little prequel movie that they made wasn't very good, and it was only necessary because they didn't properly set up that stuff in the game, which they could have, but they're weird. Maybe they've done an update since. I know they said they're going to try to do that, but no, I'm not really interested in that. I think that game is all I'm really interested in terms of 15. So
gotcha.
Interesting. From what I understand, there's a some sort of like scam or something tied in with Final Fantasy 15. I remember reading about it a couple months ago. So go Google that because I can't remember off the top of my head. Yeah, like there was some sort of where it was like people. It was basically people were complaining about the money being funding something illegal or some sort of pyramid scheme or something crazy. Like and there, but it was like founded and so go look that up. It's interesting, but I don't remember all the details because it was a couple months ago. Because when I saw it came out, I was interested in it, but then I started looking at reviews online and people had a lot of bad things to say about it because of that. So
cool.
Yeah.
Yay, weird stuff. Hey Spider, what have you been playing?
So I've got back into No Man's Sky with the recent 1.3 Atlas Rises update. I was one of those people that really enjoyed it when it came out. I recognized it for what it was. And the only reason I stopped was because I ran out of stuff to do. I pretty much completed everything. I got my ship as big as I could and there was just nothing more to do. So some things they've done now, they've added more story. So the world feels less bleak. It's kind of filling in the backstory for all the three races that are in the game. The world is more filled out because it's more populated with aliens. So before you'd go into a space station, there might be like one alien or maybe if you're lucky two in a place. But sometimes you'll walk in and there'll be like four to five all in one station. And so it feels less bleak. It feels like the aliens are actually like doing stuff and living there. There's a lot more elements that they've added to build things, and lots more things to build. They've added bases. There's vehicles you can build now. I haven't got that far because of some negatives I'll talk about in a minute here. The ship-to-ship combat is like 900% better. Before, when you got into your first ship-to-ship combat, generally it happened after you did your first warp out of your first system, and the ships coming at you could destroy you in a second. Like, it was just not fun because they were so overpowered. At that point, I just would always reset my game if I got into a ship-to-ship battle just because it was not fun. Now, like, you actually have a fighting chance immediately off the bat. Not only that, but they've improved your ship's maneuverability, the lock-on ability of your weapons, the shooting's a lot more fun. So that's, like, way better from when I played last year. Everything has data now. There's like data on your standing with races, your the merchants. Before, as your standing increased, you didn't quite. It was all being stored in the background. There was no menu you could go to kind of see where you were at and what you were getting from your standing with each races. They've added a whole bunch of data on that, on merchants and the trading stuff. And you can build beacons now, so you can go find points of interest. You don't have to wander aimlessly around the planet. You can just build a beacon, say, oh, there's something interesting that pops up, and then I'll go visit that. Some of the things that I've had problems with were I didn't realize I could warp out of my first system for about 20 hours because after you get your first warp cell built and you go to out to the map to warp somewhere, it defaults to a place that's farther away than you can warp. And so I didn't realize I could just move my move the cursor off to a closer planet. It kind of seemed like it was locked in that place. And so once I figured that out, I was able to leave the system. And that's important because when you get to your next system, you get the recipe you need to build more warp cells, which allows you to travel farther. So, and then there's another thing is you can't remove checkpoints. You can set little like points of interest on your map and say, oh, I remember, I want to go visit this or I want to remember this, but then you can't remove it. So sometimes you'll forget that, you know, if you have like 10 different checkpoints set up, you can't figure out which one was what and where you're going. So that's kind of annoying. And then sometimes points of interest don't disappear after you visited them. The icon will stay there. So even though you visit it, you'll think you haven't if you go off to another planet and you have to kind of remember, oh yeah, I already visited that. Otherwise, you'll keep going back to something that has no value. So those are some of the pros and cons that I've seen. There's also multiplayer, but I can't speak to that because I'm only in my second system now and I haven't met anyone. So that's what I've been up to.
That was actually going to be my question and my naivete about the game is if you had ran into anybody in it.
From what I understand, they're just like floating orbs and there's very limited interactivity with what you can do with them so far. But I'm assuming from the way they continue to push out updates that they're trying to push something more with this. So, but that's where the state it's in now.
Sure. That's a game I'm still fascinated by. I'm going to have to get my hands on it at some point. It's the weirdest thing.
It's going to get good eventually. And when it does, I must play it. That's what it feels like.
Yeah. At least that's an outsider's perspective. But I agree that to me, it almost seems like the like release of it was like an early access game of so many of those early access games. Let's see, I could be completely off base there. But from what I've heard people talk about it, how it just like it felt like a good concept that wasn't at all completed.
Yeah, it was very empty at the beginning, which I enjoyed the way it was. And so I'm enjoying it even more with the stuff they filled out in the last year. Yeah. I haven't played it since launch, so I'm getting there's been people playing it continuously. So they've been seeing incremental updates. But for me, this is a huge jump just because it's been a whole year and they've done a whole lot.
Yeah,
a couple other things. I was also playing WoW, but I just let my subscription lapse last month because I wasn't playing it enough, so I just couldn't get back into it. And then I've also been playing Doom, but it's been like a month. But since I played that once the patch for No Man's Sky came out, I kind of switched over to that. Plus, I went through a fun job loss that kind of took up a lot of time researching and trying to find a new job. So,
oh man.
But yeah. I have so and I'm getting paid more and things are great. So
good news.
Yeah.
I'm glad that has a happy ending to it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a game that I haven't. We the Sexy Sidekick and I actually talked about that just the other day. Man, I kind of want to get back into it just to see where it's at, and I'd also be terrified of not having any clue of what anything is at this point.
Yeah.
It seems like a completely different game.
Dude, I was like, wow, it's like one of those things. It's like, I'm not cool enough to play that anymore. Like, I gave up way too long ago, and now if I go back, I'll just be the loser that doesn't know anything.
Everything will be back in my day. This is, you know.
Whatever. Yeah.
I remember when you had to fly to each individual place to get to from one place to another. Yeah. Anyway, we're old.
Remember when you had to be level 60 for a mount?
Speaking of old, hey, Pops, what have you been playing?
Gentlemen, Wheels, how are all of you? Yeah, I've been playing a lot. You know, I took probably about a month off of playing, just busy doing stuff. But I've been playing a lot of Mass Effect. I'm done with it. I put about 60, 65 hours into Mass Effect. And it's the first Mass Effect I've ever played. I played the first one for like an hour and was like, eh. But I really liked it. I don't understand, maybe because I didn't play the other ones. I don't understand all the hate and the vitriol for it. Like, I was addicted to that game for, what, 3 weeks straight. Like, I would come home from work and ignore my children, as a father should, and play that game until they went to bed. Like, I really, really enjoyed it. I liked the storyline. I liked all the little missions. It had all the kind of carrot and stick stuff for me where, oh, there's another little mission. And they were interesting enough where you went, and then the combat was fun, and you learned part of the lore, and you did that, this or you did that. Spoilers, there are titties in that game, and they're very, very, very realistic, and they came on when my 4-year-old was there, because they like nothing had been going on, and it was just a fun game. Like, I was, because I played as the girl, I forget what's her name, right here, and I played as the girl because my daughters, if I play as a female character like Lara Croft or whatever, they love to sit and watch me play. And one of the things that the game does push is relationships. And I heard about that a lot, but you can, for the most part, yeah. You know, you can be flirtatious with other people, but I didn't understand what was going on. And then there was one character, was like, well, she's really cool. Maybe that would be cool if they're in a relationship. And they got naked together. And it happened in front of my 4-year-old, and I had to put it on pause and here. But it's very realistic, and it's not like super graphic, but it's a little Skinamax-y, you know, for a second there. And I'm sure there's a lot more scenes because that was with just one of the aliens, the blue-skinned aliens, whatever they're called. But I loved it. I really, really loved it. I'm sad to put it down. And they announced, what, a week and a half ago, that there was going to be no DLC, that the story was just going to die. Because there's stuff that's really left unanswered. Like, you go through all this, and it's like, well, this, you know, we're still looking for this, and we're still looking for that. It's almost, you know, it's one of those things where next time on, but there's not going to be a next time. And they've announced that. And that's, it's sad. But I really, really liked it. I mean, come on, I put 65 hours into it.
Yeah, that's encouraging for Mass Effect, because granted, I've played some of it now and have enjoyed it, though it doesn't feel quite as polished as the other Mass Effect games. One of the things that I mentioned to Chad was he should go back and play the other Mass Effect games now. They really, it may still be soon for this. I would love to see a remaster of those games, because they're really, really good. The first Mass Effect came out a long time ago, and so maybe it is about time for that. I would totally pick up and play through the Mass Effect series again. The first three games, I think, are phenomenal. And even if this one's just good, it's still worth playing. But I really love the first three.
We didn't play anything else for a year. What are you talking about? Like, seriously, that thing would steal everything if that came out.
Yeah. I don't know that they'll ever do it.
Problem with that is that BioWare was owned by EA, right? And they dissolved BioWare now. I think they turned it into something else, and they're working on it something else. But EA, I guess, has stated that they don't do HD remakes or remakes.
Right.
So, which is a bummer. Yeah, because they're, you know, every once in a while, they're like, the Nathan Drake collection was awesome. Like, I really, really liked it. I've also been playing, and it's also free in September on Xbox Gold. I played that Oxenfree, and that is amazing. I don't know if you guys have played it, but it is.
I've seen it. I haven't played it.
It was free, I think, in July it was, for PS4, for the PS Plus members. And I downloaded it because I had heard good things about it. But it's a lot of fun. I mean, it's, for the most part, a walking simulator-y kind of platformy kind of thing. But it's all story. And it's fantastic. Like, it's bizarre and fantastic. That's one. I think it started today. Oxenfree for Xbox. You can download it. That was a lot of fun. It got announced that it's going to be coming out on Switch. And there's so many different variances to the story, like depending on the choices you make. I'll probably pick it up on Switch. It'll be one that I love just sitting in a waiting room somewhere or whatever to play on the Switch. And but my kids, that was another one my kids love to sit and watch. Like my four-year-old still asks me all the time, like, can you play that one with the cartoon characters? Because they just look like little cartoon characters walk around the screen and they're just talking the whole time. And it's really, really interesting. But Oxenfree is great. And
I think it was available for free on PlayStation Plus, like back in March or something too.
No, I think it was July.
Was it July?
It was actually pretty recently, yeah, because that's what I played it on was the PlayStation.
Oh, okay.
And this month it's on Xbox, and then they're going to be selling on Switch. It'll probably be like $9.99 on Switch or something. It's really good. And what else? I was just playing Halo Wars. They released it with Halo Wars 2, like the remastered version. I just played that, and that was a lot of fun. I haven't played an RTS in a long time, and it took me back to the old Command and Conquer days, man. Like the original PlayStation and setting up the lands before there was Wi-Fi or anything, and you know, direct just crossover cable.
He's laughing because we did that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've done that too.
Oh, man. Yeah. Because back then, I mean, you couldn't put it into a hub or a switch or anything. Like, you had to make a crossover cable.
Yep.
And hook it up and all this stuff. But because we were playing Command and Conquer, you had to do it in another room. So, like, we would run it, like, through the doorways and make these massive RJ45 cables and, like, all this stuff. And now you don't have to do that stuff. But it was... It was so much fun, you know? I mean, I sat down because I moved the Xbox One S into my bedroom in preparation for the One X that I pre-ordered. I know my wife was like, why are you moving stuff around already? I was like, I just want to get it done. And since I moved the Xbox, I replaced my HDMI cables and put 4K HDMI cables in and everything at the time. And because I guess I was bored. I don't know. And I put it in my room, and I've actually been playing the Xbox more. I have all these games. So I'll lay in there, and well, the wife is watching something stupid in the living room. And I've been playing Halo Wars, and I started Halo Wars 2 today. But yeah, it's fun.
I love your life, Chad. It's just that.
Yeah, seriously, every time he talks, it just makes me hate him just a little more. I mean, it's
so hard to explain to you guys, like, because Jamie, I know that Jamie is not as mobile, so it's not as, you know, easy for him to get around. But for like Tommy, you know, when you look at your wife, you're like, hey, we should see that movie after work. You can go do it. And that takes up 2 or 3 hours of your time. You throw in dinner. So you guys are out 4 or 5 hours. I have kids, man. I got to come home and give them baths, put them to bed. And while you're out spending those 3 or 4 hours, like, I'm stuck in the house. And they're doing homework and doing this and, you know, doing these other things. And then I put them to bed. And then what do I have to do? My wife doesn't come home for work, you know, for a couple of hours. I play video games. So it's not like half my life. Like, I'm kind of stuck in the house a lot of the time. But
that's fair. That's fair.
But right now they're in softball. So, like, my day the other day, I worked – from 6 a.m. to 4, jetted home, took a shower, went to softball practice from 5 to 7, came home, died, got back up at 5 o'clock the next morning, started all over. You don't want my life.
He just spent the last 3 minutes trying to make us all feel better
because we're
losers and don't have 4K TVs in our house. That's what he just did right there.
Someone was okay.
My 4K TV will be arriving Black Friday.
Nice.
I was explaining that to somebody. I don't know if it was our group or another one, or someone was like, oh, I don't want to get a fridge. I go, you know all that, just like I was telling you, you know all that money that you spend like going out or going to the movies, whatever? I have that stuff because I do it at home. So I have the nice home theater because I really can't go out. So like Wonder Woman just came out on digital yesterday. So I'll buy that and we'll watch it all, you know, on the 4K TV.
By the way, that movie is great. If you haven't seen it yet, it's fantastic.
Yes, it is. Great. It makes every other DC movie universe, whatever they're calling it. What do they call it? DC Cinematic Universe? I don't know what they call it.
It's called the DCEU.
Yeah. It's called the Sad Affleck.
It's called the toilet bowl with a, and it happens to have a, not a turd in it. And it's called Wonder Woman. That movie's great.
So be honest with yourselves. When you go on a date with your wives or, you know, met a new girl, I mean, if you're going to pay for the date, what are you going to drop in a date easily? $75, $100, you know, dinner and a movie.
Yeah, I've been married for 14 years. That doesn't really happen anymore.
Okay, it doesn't happen.
Not in Utah, you won't drop $75 to $100. I'll tell you that. You
know, my 4K TV in my bedroom. Yeah, wait, we're having 4K. I spent $500 on it. I mean, you spend that, you know, you could probably spend that in a couple of months, you know, and I'll get years worth of use out of it and many, many hours of gaming and stuff like that. So that's where it is. It's not like I have a bunch of them because I don't.
You know what it is? You know what it is? I just figured out he sounds like a salesman at Best Buy. Like he sounds like that guy at Best Buy that's trying to sell you everything in the store. That's
exactly what it is. You just don't go to the movies for too much.
Hey, man, if you don't go to the movies, you could get this TV. It's only $500. Throw it in your room. You got it.
I did used to run retail.
Oh, that was a good moment. I appreciate that, Cabbage. Well done.
Yeah, and Wheels. Go fuck yourself, Wheels. You know what? I'll hack your chair on your ass off a cliff. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, all I got to say is, all I have to say is, moving on.
That's fair. Jamie, you've been playing anything recently?
Well, it's a question of, am I playing anything to the point that I'm actually going to get something done? let's see. I made the mistake the other day of starting Deus Ex Mankind Divided, which that was a huge mistake if you've been paying attention to Patreon, because now, like, I'm sucked in. And I don't even know what's going on in the story. I haven't even gotten that far. Like I said in the video, I've wasted 6 hours lost in the environment. And if you're somebody that likes to explore, that game is fantastic. It's fantastic. I feel bad because I literally have done nothing in the story. I have no idea what's going on. But like it's one of those deals where I started a play session in front of the dude's apartment. And when I ended up 3 hours later, I was in the sewers in a cult, trying to figure out how I got there.
What?
Like seriously, I kid you not. And so, like, that was a huge mistake, right? That was a big, like, I shouldn't have done that because I don't have time to do that, but I'm playing that right now. I'm also playing Life is Strange for Patreon, and it's not getting recorded because of Deus Ex. And I said that on the Patreon page, but Life is Strange is pretty cool. It's just weird. I feel like I'm stuck in the middle of an after-school special, and it's kind of like, it just feels uncomfortable. Like, it's an after-school special with superpowers.
And lots of cursing.
Yes. Yes.
Lots of cursing, which makes it fun.
I'm kind of like Chad. I just sort of, I'm waiting on one of them to get naked. I'm like, okay, when's that going to happen?
Hey, I wasn't waiting on that. I was surprised about it. I wasn't disappointed. I mean, Kyle, tell the truth.
I feel like they're a little underage in Life is Strange.
But they're college kids. Yeah, Jimmy. They're college kids.
I thought they were high school kids. No, I guess it is college, isn't it? Kids. Yeah, that's right. It's been a while since I've played it. Ah, that's fair. Still weird, but fair.
I mean, I just feel like that's going to happen. That game is real. Like, do you agree with me, Tommy? That game is bizarre.
It is bizarre. That's one of the reasons I really enjoyed it. It's just, it's a weird concept, but the narrative's fine. I love the gameplay of it. I love the it's very it's Telltale
beyond and good
plays.
Evil,
or so. Beyond Good Evil. Yeah, it plays a lot like Beyond Good and Evil, but with the time mechanic, which is fun. So I really dug it. The prequel is out now. It just came out yesterday or the day before or something like that, which I'm looking forward to as well. Super weird, you know, after school special, but it's cool.
I also played that Uncharted Lost Legacy too.
Have you? You
yeah.
How's that?
It's short. Short. That was great. I loved it.
Yeah. Uncharted enough for you?
It was exactly Uncharted with chicks.
Gotcha. Yeah. They didn't get naked?
No. No.
Damn it. I'm canceling my order.
So.
Well, wait, Jamie, I just have to ask. I saw that you got The Witcher on Steam.
Yeah, let me tell you about that, okay?
Uh-oh.
As if my soul was not stolen enough, that Duff was like, okay, because Duff bought Deus Ex Mankind Divided, and it sat on my system, and it sat on my system, and it sat on my system, because I was like, I don't have time for that. And I got a little time, so I started playing it. And the second I start playing it, what does Duff do? He's like, here's a 300-hour RPG. Have fun. Like, seriously, you just dropped it. And I'm like, dude, are you kidding me? So thanks, Duff. I just lost what was left of my life. I just downloaded The Witcher 3. That game is huge. It was like 50 gigs. It took like a day and a half at my house on my lousy connection. But I now have it. And I'm probably going to play it after the show, and you guys won't see me for about a year.
Yeah. Nor should we. If you got lost in Deus Ex, I mean, The Witcher is just every nook and cranny is filled with something interesting. Like, it doesn't matter where you go. You will find something that's interesting.
Yes.
Yeah,
and plenty of nakedness in that game too.
Oh, I was gonna say, we're gonna talk about nakedness in a game. Honestly, Witcher 3, especially with the like adding the expansions, it might have the most of like any game.
Yeah,
it probably does.
So
something to look forward to.
I had to ask about that because what I was so excited about with Deus Ex that is not so much the case with a lot of stuff I'm playing these days. I told you guys at the beginning of the show about one that I might just have to quit, and that is Max Payne 3. I love Max, but man, I'm struggling so much. Like, I'm like slogging through it because I'm just not capable of getting it done the way that Rockstar has it set up with the checkpoints and no hard saves and no quick saves. And like, I just can't do it. I don't know what that was. But
sounded like a transition from the Batman series in the 1960s. He went into the cave.
So that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about. Deus Ex is the exact opposite of that. It's like they made it for handicapped people. It's, you can play it slow. You can choose how you play it. If you want to take on people, fine. If you don't, you just avoid them. It's got multiple ways to save. It's like, if I don't like where a button is, I just switch it. I mean, it's like they took a handicap manual and they actually read it. And that's part of what is drawing me to that game, and I'm curious about The Witcher with the combat and having to be involved in that. See, I'm worried about the combat in The Witcher because I don't know if I'm going to be able to really pull it off.
Skyrim.
That might be weird, right?
You can't really avoid combat in that game, at least in story sections. I mean, like,
if it's Skyrim-ish, I can handle it. But
the only thing I'd say is it's like It's a little bit, well, maybe not a little bit. Maybe it's a lot more skill-based than Skyrim. Skyrim, you just hack and slash. In The Witcher, it's all about dodging and rolling. Like, that's what you're almost, and you're parrying too, but like, you'll see videos and it's a lot of, I'm not going to say it's Dark Souls. It's not that hard, but like Dark Souls, there's a lot of dodging enemies. So I don't know.
That's what I'm worried about, because I have one of the best games like ever made, and I'm worried about not being able to play it because I don't have enough fingers. That's my worry with The Witcher 3. So I'm really excited about it, but I'm worried. Because I think that's a lot of why I'm struggling with Max Payne 3 is because you don't have the saves, you don't have any of that stuff, and it's either do it or die. You know, like, there's no way around it. Kill 50 guys or die, and there's no save points, and there's no none of that. So I'm a little nervous about The Witcher 3 because of that.
Yeah. Well, at least you can save in that game. Yeah. I mean, you can pretty much, you can save almost anywhere, if I'm remembering. I mean, you can always hit pause and save. So
that's cool. That will help a ton. If anybody out there is listening that does game development, if you're dealing with handicapped people, we need as many advantages as possible. And like I said, I'll take people on our Deus Ex. It's not bad for me to do that. But if I die, I just reload, you know. Or if I don't do so well on a hacking section, I just reload. You know, there's a quick load there. And it makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what I've been doing.
That's fair. Awesome. Like I said, I've been playing very little, but I will throw in one that's been my guilty pleasure as of late, that it's quick, and so I can do it in between working on a lot of other things. I have been playing a ton of Rocket League, believe it or not. I've gotten weirdly into Rocket League, and I'm not bad. I'm not good, but I can, like, hang. Yeah, it's super random thing that, like, it's short enough that, like, I could take a break and I could play a game, a match online, and then I can go back to doing other stuff. And so there's people, like, I watch some of the, like, esports stuff with it, like the people who, like, play Rocket League professionally, which is still just a weird thing to say out loud, but it happens. And they're insane. Like, they're playing a different game than I'm playing. It's like me playing T-ball and like an MLB, or like, it's just crazy different what they're doing on that game. But it's really fun, and it's worth picking up. It was free on PlayStation Plus like 2 years ago or something like that. That's when I got it originally.
Is that what you're playing on?
I am, yeah.
Okay.
I have it on the PC too, and I've played it on the PC some, but my internet connection on my PlayStation 4 with Rocket League is way more stable. Like, my internet connection on my PC is fine generally, but in Rocket League, it's laggy as all get out, and on my PlayStation very rarely lags. So I've been playing it mostly on the PlayStation just because it's a lot less laggy. But
you have fiber and you got lag.
That's, I know, funny. I don't understand it. Like, it's the weirdest thing. It's only that game. I don't have a problem anywhere else, but for whatever reason, Rocket League just on my PC just is laggy. So but on the PlayStation, works great, and so I've been playing a ton of that. And yeah, I'll pop on and play. My PlayStation's running like constantly, and so I'm probably always on there. You'll probably see it, at least during the day, but I'll be on there for a 5-minute round, which is nice, or 5-minute matches, and you're done, and you can go on and do something else, come back and do another one. So yeah, I dig it. It's RC car soccer, and it's super weird, but it's fun.
Gotta tell you, gentlemen, you ever see Tommy online, he's playing, don't send him a chat request. He won't accept it. Just
saying. Did you send me a chat request sometime?
Oh, dude, I have for like over the last year, like ever, not a ton, but I gave up. I was like, oh, Tommy's online. Like,
yeah, that's the problem, is when you see me online, I'm almost certainly not actually online. It's just my rig sitting there pretending like I'm there, but I'm not. So I apologize. I'm also severely antisocial. I apologize for that as well.
Yeah, like I'm mind blown at this point that you're playing Rocket League because that's with other people.
It is, and I generally don't enjoy playing with other people. And I've got a couple of matches I've got in that people are just complete punks, and I'm like, this isn't that fun. But for the most part, like, people are pretty cool on there. Like, I've had very few bad experiences with people on that game, which is weird in my experience of playing stuff competitively online, but I'm happy about it. Maybe other games are better now. I just haven't played much competitively online for several years. Everybody's grown up. All the people that were children that used to curse at me are now adults that don't curse as much. And so,
yeah, that's cool. Unfortunately, that's not true with most Blizzard games. As somebody who plays a lot of Overwatch, I can tell you most of the people who are still vocal are absolute children.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I was just going to actually, I want to mention Overwatch recently in their Summer Games thing. They had the Summer Games event. And when they do that, they have a Lucio Ball little mode that it's basically Rocket League. Like, nice. But instead of having an RC car, you play as the dude that has roller skates and you use your little dubstep gun to hit the ball. It's hilarious. But it pretty much plays the same. And I played some Rocket League in the past. I liked it. So it was kind of fun to do that. So,
yeah. Nice. Good times. Well, what have about, you ever seen me online playing Rocket League?
Don't send him a chat request. Well, it's coming out on Switch. That is what I'm waiting for.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a very good chance I'll pick it up on Switch. That would be a lot of fun on Switch.
Yeah, it's probably where I would get it. I've been thinking of getting it again. I was waiting for it to come out on Switch, so.
Yeah, I don't know when it's coming on Switch, but yeah, it's definitely coming, so. That would be a good place.
Destiny 2 comes out on Tuesday.
Oh, I do want to mention real quick. Yeah, Destiny 2. Thank you for reminding me. I forgot. I played the beta on the PC, which I think is still going. Maybe it just ended. I played a lot of the first Destiny, and I at some point got burnt out on it. And I just got mad at so many things with the game, so I just stopped playing it. And I wasn't sure about Destiny 2. I haven't really followed it a lot because it's just like, I don't even know if I want to do that again. But, you know, the beta's on PC. I was like, oh, cool, they're putting it on a PC. I'll at least try it. And I was blown away by how well the beta runs. I mean, it just booted up, and this is a little personal thing, but I have an ultra-wide monitor. Not everybody does, but a lot more people are getting them now. And not every game natively supports it, or if it does, it doesn't support it very well, so you have to do a third-party program to fix things with HUDs and stuff like that. The game just perfectly works in ultra-wide. It's uncapped frame rate. It's just like, this is exactly how you'd want to play Destiny. And the strike and the mission that they have just in the beta is pretty cool. It seems like they put a lot of work into making it flow really well and actually have some interesting environments. I felt like the first game got stale. So it's like just this little taste that I got, I actually might get it. And the fact that it runs through Battle.net's kind of cool. So I honestly might pick that up.
Really?
I didn't think I was going to get it.
That's crazy. I didn't think about that running through Battle.net, but I guess it does.
Yeah, it's Activision.
That's awesome.
Wow.
I'm interested in playing it now. I was interested before, but I'm not like I played so little of the first Destiny, and Chad mocked me for it a lot at the time. It's a fascinating franchise now that's officially a franchise. I'm glad you liked it so much.
On PC, it you know, I think it was above 60 frames because it says it can go up to 100 when you I don't think it was running 100 for me. I don't have a crazy rig, but it was at least 60. But like, it's 60 frames. With the mouse movement and everything, like, Destiny just now becomes, somebody put it perfectly with some article. They were like, it made me sad for the hours I spent on console playing the game that I had on PC, because you just cannot beat a shooter on PC.
Yeah.
You know, you cannot beat that movement with a mouse. And the little one PvP match I played was like, it was like mind blowing. It was like, this is all the stuff I loved about Destiny, which already controls really well on console. It's like the best console shooter, personally, in my opinion. I think it's the best controlling console shooter. Now on PC, it's like, this might be the best shooter on PC. Like, it feels so good. It's insane. So
nice.
Awesome. Now it's like, see, Chad, if you could talk about a game like that, and then you want to play it, then we would be in good shape. See, that I have to have. See, that's why I don't go to Best Buy anymore, because I'm tired of talking to those little kids. You need to sell a game like that. Thank you very much. Sir.
So why am I getting thrown under the bus? What did I do now?
What's going on?
Jamie sounded extra drunk there too. I think he's down in some shots.
You know, I should.
Is weed legal in Texas?
Do you know Texas?
No, it is not. But I'll tell you what, that would be. Yeah, I could maybe go there. That's all I'm saying.
Can we make that happen someday and record it?
So, in all seriousness, though, like how close have you guys been to all this tragedy?
Not close. The thing that's crazy in Dallas is we have no gas. Like, there's this crazy gas scare, which isn't really even a thing, but everybody freaked out and went and bought all the gas. So, like, all the gas stations around Dallas have no gas. Or if they do, they're selling it for $3.50 or $4 a gallon when it was $2.20 a week ago or whatever.
And now it's happening here. My mother, before I came home last night, goes, "Fill up, there's going to be a shortage."
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's why there's going to be a shortage. Yep. Because people are doing that.
Yeah, the only reason that there's a shortage is because everybody is afraid there's going to be a shortage. But yeah, the other weather stuff's been fine here, obviously not down by Houston and all kinds of areas along the coast. It's been terrible. So thoughts for people down there. It's just horrendous. I can't even imagine. So. We're fine.
Yeah, we're all good. No worries.
Yeah. So all that being said, we're going to wrap up. So thank you guys for being here, for talking about games. It's just fun to randomly talk about games. It's a good time. So and of course, thank you guys so much for your support. However you are supporting us, we appreciate it a ton. For all the other Patreon guys and everybody else that's just listening to the show, thank you guys so much for being around and hanging out with us. We will be back soon with a regular show, and we will be back in a month with another roundtable. And so until then, we're Gaming Uncensored. And we are out.
Is brought to you by Colonel Duff. Duff, helping a random handicapped guy in the middle of nowhere. Only on Gaming Uncensored.